Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Here Be Monsters. Wait a minute, there's something here. Just a second.
This communication is protected by anonymous. The Democratic Party has failed us. The Republican Party has failed us. Both parties are desecrating the American democracy and committing crimes against humanity on behalf of American people. Both parties are funded by the same megacorporations, the same corporations that fund political campaigns, the same corporations that buy lobbyists, the same corporations that operate the United States government. The primaries and caucuses put on by these parties are part of an elaborate scam that deceives the public into voting for candidates that serve the private interests of the megacorporations. These parties have deliberately driven tens of millions of people into poverty. Voting for these parties is unethical. They have destroyed the American democracy. We are calling upon you to occupy the campaign offices of presidential headquarters in Des Moines, Iowa on December 27th, and peacefully shut down the first in the nation Iowa caucuses on January 3rd. Operation Empire State Rebellion continues. We are anonymous. We are legion. We do not forgive. We do not forget. Expect us.
Hey there, and welcome to Be Here Be Monster. Yeah, welcome to Be With Monsters here, too. It's Monday. It's a sort of a body, mind, spirit day, and basically I'm going to come in and, as usual, spend anywhere from 30 to 120 minutes with you, depending on how it goes. I played two clips coming in. Sorry, Brian, didn't mean to freak you out. That's called Suture. It's by Kim, I don't know, it's an alternative group. They're very good. And that was, at least I didn't play Jag on Suicide to you. Anyways, that's their other hit. Please remember the message Anonymous putting out about Iowa. Welcome to Here Be Monsters. We are a boycott of the mainstream media, part of a drumline of Blog Talk Radio activists, including Pinko the Bear from Reno and Diane G over at the Wild Wild Left from Michigan, and Progressive News Network from South Florida with Rick Spizak. He does a real good job over here. Everybody does. Everybody's doing their job. And ours is solidarity with Occupy Wall Street, Occupy Mother Earth. I got an Occupy Palm Beach County here going on. We're broadcasting every damn day that Occupy keeps trucking through the good old world. Here Be Monsters is sponsored by Roundtree 7, that's the number 7, .com, and New Global Myth, that's over at Blogspot. The leftwingnutjob.net, that's Dusty Taylor's site over on the left-handed coast. And Saturday Afternoon Post, which you can all find all of those on the, all you have to do is Google them. And they all support Occupy as uber-liberal blogs. We are an alternative media here. We're speaking truth to power and changing our status as wage slaves of the 1% globally. We are the 99%. And again, I'm occupying Palm Beach County, wherever you are. Pardon me. Please, I feel a little bit of an allergy here, but everything is really quite nice today. I hope it is for you, too. Occupy Iowa is the message that Anonymous is putting out. I suppose I'm generally addressing the Iowans, but Occupy Iowa is a huge, and I think it'll probably be a growing phenom. So pass the message around, and you can find it up there on the boards. It's a nice anonymous little clip on YouTube. It's very beautiful here today on the Atlantic side of Florida. It's about 77 degrees, and there's no humidity. The kids are playing basketball in the back a couple of doors down. My puppy has been running and jumping through the backyard and through the house all day. Something's up. Hey, there's faint purple bell flowers that are wild flowers that are growing up through the honeysuckle that is just, you know, draped over all of my fencing here that gives us that green kind of wall we love down here in the tropics for separation points between homes and such. And the aloe that CeCe Blue planted, and she's in Oakland now, Occupy Oakland. CeCe Blue planted this really nice aloe, and it's gotten robust and fat, and it's ready to do its healing job for all of us. So if you need aloe, just call me up. And I think we have to pay attention to all these things. I'm not trying to sound blasé or, you know, like a menopausal stoner or anything. What I'm really trying to sound like here is someone who is taking it easy and looking at the world as I'm passing it, because there's a lot of stress and a lot of funk going around. And you all probably know this. But there's an asteroid that is passing between us and the moon today and tomorrow. We're kind of going to circle it as it goes by us. We circle it. This is the, you know, the motion of the planet and its satellites. And this one is going between us and the moon. And if you don't think that doesn't mean something, I'm here to tell you you're nuts. So pay attention. I actually have something here on it that I'm going to play you right now that gives you a really good idea of just basically what it is. Trouble is, I have so much in here that it's hard to find all of your clips at once. You know what I'm saying? Maybe you do, maybe you don't. But we will find that in just one second. I can't believe this. Guys are out there going, okay, Gwen's lost it. She's just in here looking for a clip, not remembering to say a damn word to us. And if she is, it sounds ridiculous. And oh my goodness, I just can't find it. Good Lord. Well, anyways, there is an asteroid that is circling. It is going between, we are circling it. It is moving between us and the moon. It's closer to us than it is to the moon. And it's having its effects. Bodies in motion, so very close to us. They've always been the omens of antiquity. They've always forecasted the larger changes for Earth. This one is closest to Earth in a generation, and it's the first time in history we've actually known that it was coming at us. So it's significant here. There's some folks out there in, yeah, there's some folks out there in Hotavilla who feel that it's a confirmation of the Blue Kachina. That would be the Hopi prophecy for you folks that are unaware. And it's about the changing of worlds. We're really between worlds right now. We're between the fourth world of the Hopi and many indigenous nations and the fifth world. And the blue and red kachina signal it. And they're actually astrological motions in the sky. And one is that omen of the asteroid, with, and it's going right between us. Here's a funky thing about it. This is the funky thing about it. You can only see it, the burn behind it. It's blocked out because it's between us. So it is not really an easy view, but it is there. So we're dealing with folks looking up and seeing many things going on right now. And in my world, that means a lot of folks are saying, oh my gosh, we're going into the fifth world. It is the changing of the calendar, the Maya calendar. The Saipapu is opening up, and the people are going forth into the new world, the fifth world. That's the bright promise of it. I'm not going to get into Armageddon because I frankly don't see Armageddon. I'll tell you. It's a time about personal integrity, and each one of us is being asked to step up to the plate and declare ourselves. That's what the astrological phenomenon is about. You know, are you a good witch or are you a bad witch? Occupy Wall Street was called upon on September 17th, and the planet, or asteroid now they call it, Pluto, went direct on September 16th. That means it went out of a sort of a standby motion and into a more liquid motion forward. And that means, astrologically speaking, its influences became more positive or more aligned positively to what Pluto stands for, which is the, you know, the big trinity, which is life, death, and rebirth. And I think it's heading for rebirth. We're definitely going through some kind of death rebirth here. And Occupy all came alive on that setting. So Scorpio, which is the direct affiliation to Pluto, is playing a large influence on the events in the world right now, and there's a cleansing going on. That's what Scorpio does. It cleanses. So basically, we're at an evolutionary turning point right now. Indigenous nations and cultures are really aware. I'm hearing the drumbeat from a lot of different areas, from South America even to some folks, know folks in the Pacific Islands. I don't mean Hawaii, although there are a lot of shaman out there. I'm talking about, you know, down underneath the Maorian people, the Aboriginal Australians are very large in the Occupy movement down below. One of the reasons is because they see it as the time of the big dream wave opening up. There are indigenous communities actually getting involved in the Occupy movement because they see it as the signal that they've been waiting for. That's pretty big. I think that's pretty big. We're cleansing, and we're in the middle of it right now on a planetary level. It's about getting prepared. But what is going to happen, just exactly what is going to happen, no one can say. No one can. So it's, you know, and the wonderful part here is nobody is screaming that, you know, the world's coming apart. It's just that the world is mad. That we can do some dancing with, right? We can occupy that world, bring it back from the brink. We are between worlds right now, and it's a vision that, you can't find in ritual or ceremony here, because the old world of materialism and money and more is being destroyed by its own Ouroboros, or the snake is eating its own tail, you know. And it's the poisoning of the Earth Mother, the passing of the stones in the night sky, and the fall of the Western world. Well, really, guys, all you got to really do is take a look at what's going on in Europe with the EU right now after the G20 meeting. It's really, I saw something on the BBC America last night, which was a program that played in Britain the night before, all about the monetary collapse that's going on over there and an alignment or affiliation between it and what's going on in our world, of course, and our economy and our society at this point. You know, all they did was compare it to the Great Depression. They never once brought up the Occupy movement. I found that very strange, but that was what happened. So we got to take a look. The EU is desperately grasping to hold on, to follow. You just follow the money. It's Occupy Wall Street. Once that the EU begins to fall on its fiscal ass, America will too, I think. But, hey, stuff is going on. Anyway, Wall Street is probably sort of biding its moments right now. They've hired their own goons out there, and they got the New York Police Department working with them, I think. I think a lot of Occupy Wall Street does, too. Be nice to hear if anybody knows. A very strange thing I found before we went on air. Wall Street has actually earned more profit under one term of Barack Obama than it ever did under Bush. And that sort of screams at you, doesn't it? The securities industry earned about almost $83 billion in profits during the first 2.5 years of Bush or Obama's presidency, compared to a $77 billion total that they enjoyed under President Bush for his whole shebang, including the profiteering from war. So that's pretty funky for all of his public denouncements. The president seems to be in a full complicity with Wall Street bankers and whatever they want him to do. It's a full moon on the 10th, and this is Monday, remember, folks. This is the only day that we do this body, mind, spirit stuff, so keep that in mind. I'm going to be giving you a few things that generally we stick to what's going on with the news and Occupy, but today we're sort of going out on a little bit of a tangent, because those tangents have a way of meaning a lot as you look back. So we are talking about the different levels that this is all happening on right now. There's a lot of different realities going on, I think. And again, you know, full moon, and it's a time on the 10th, an opportunity to actually choose your material world with some integrity and some ethics and values. I think what this full moon on the 10th is about, after the asteroid and everything else, I'll tell you, there's some funky energy out there. People are not dealing well, or they're dealing great. I mean, there's some wide arcs of yay to nay out there, emotionally, mentally, body, mind, and spirit. So you need to remember on the 10th, that's about occupying your authentic self. Okay, so before I go on with anything more, I do have a little something to play for you. And I think you'll enjoy it. It's just a little break so I can get some more data in here for you.
I hurt myself today to see if I still feel. I focus on the pain, the only thing that's real. The needle tears a hole, the old familiar sting. Try to kill it all away, but I remember everything. What have I become? My sweetest friend, everyone I know goes away in the end. And you could have it all, my empire of dirt. I will let you down, I will make you hurt.
Greetings, Government of Israel. As the world has witnessed today, your Navy soldiers boarded the vessels which were en route to the Gaza Strip, attempting to break the illegal maritime security blockade placed by you to hurt the people of Gaza in the name of counterterrorism. Two Irish-Canadian flotilla ships, Canadian Tyrrell Liberation and the Irish SARS Freedom, with 27 passengers from 9 countries on board, were approaching Gaza in a peaceful and humanitarian mission. They were not inside Israeli territories, and are not carrying any weapons. These boats were captured by your Navy exactly at 15:59 Gaza time. The vessels were about 35 nanometers outside Gaza, which is international waters at the time of capture. This is a clear sign of piracy on the high seas. Furthermore, UN Resolution 3005 states that all resources, so also the sea and natural wealth, falls under the control of residents of Gaza. Your actions are illegal, against democracy, human rights, international, and maritime laws, justifying war, murder, illegal interception, and pirate-like activities under an illegal cover of defense will not go unnoticed by us or the people of the world. We do not tolerate this kind of repeated offensive behavior against unarmed civilians. We, along with 127 countries, recognize Palestine as a state for people of Palestine, and such acts by you and your military are acts of war against another sovereign nation. If you continue blocking humanitarian vessels to Gaza or repeat the dreadful actions of May 31, 2010 against any Gaza Freedom Flotilla, then you will leave us no choice but to strike back. Again and again, until you stop. We are anonymous, we are a legion, we do not forget. We do not forgive. Expect us.
Well, I don't know how many of you are aware of what's going on. I mean, if you pay attention to Democracy Now!, you're aware that the Gaza Flotilla, the second one, it's not the second, it's one of many, but second one in recent history that has been boarded by the IDF, the anonymous group, has taken DDoD action. In other words, they've shut down sites against the State of Israel as of today in reaction to the boarding of these boats. The Israeli government disputes it. They say that the websites of the Israeli military, the Mossad and the Shin Bet domestic security, I think that's how you say it, Shin Bet. Then again, I'm Irish, you got to remember that, so I may be leaning over towards Dublin. But anyways, the domestic security service there were caused by a technical glitch, not a cyber attack. And I'm like, yeah, right, we're buying that one. We're right down at the cashier's window. The websites crashed on Sunday, days after Anon went after them. There, of course, was the previous, I just played YouTube film, their little YouTube video that they put out. Israeli security forces did board the pro-Palestinian ships in international waters on Friday as they were trying to break Israel's blockade of Gaza. And then Dennis Traynor went and filmed a group on Friday in Boston who went to the Israeli embassy and protested. And members of, I think, Code Pink were involved with it. But he did a really great, no cure for that, get over there to take a look at what he did. On board the ships were 27 activists from various countries, including our country, Canada and Ireland. And they said their goal was to deliver, of course, medical aid and what they need most over in Gaza. And please try and keep in mind, too, that Gaza is filled with mostly people 18 and under. So you're talking about children who are the Palestinians who are being affected in Gaza the most. Last year, of course, 9 Turkish activists were killed when the Israeli commando stormed a Turkish-led flotilla. So the confrontation caused a deterioration between Turkey and Israel. And, you know, you've got to realize, too, that people who used to be extraordinarily pro-Israel since their embrace, I mean, you know, the Jewish intellectual community was always, you know, a sort of a standard of psyche in this country, especially in New York City. But when they begin to, you know, embrace people who are spouting Ayn Rand and Muslim racism or xenophobia, because I've never really known any of my Jewish friends or the Jewish community to embrace such, there has been a real swerve, if you will, against Israel from even, I have a good friend who's in Oakland occupying now, Amira, and she's part of the Young Jewish Voice for Peace, and they are against this too. So, and make no mistake, there is an Occupy Tel Aviv. There is Occupy in Israel, and people have been in the streets. They don't wish for this to be going on. This is just old men, primarily, who are sitting around in the Knesset, running it the way they see fit from a fear paradigm, and it also keeps that war machine all greasy and profitable for the military-industrial complex on corporate Earth. So, did I do that good? I think I did anyways. A spokeswoman for the Shin Bet said, "We can confirm that the website has been down for several hours and an investigation is ongoing. Initial investigations conducted by Tehillah, the internet company, indicate problems with the website servers." Well, that's what the DDoD is. It's an attack on servers to bring them down so they can't do business, basically. Anonymous warning was referring to, you know, of course, the boats being boarded. And, you know, Democracy Now! Actually lost one of their, and I'm not quite sure what it's up to as of this moment. This was about an hour and a half ago that this information I got off of the net. And it was an English source. It was not the Democracy Now! I didn't get Amy Goodman's fill-in yet. And Israel's warned if we continue, Anonymous warned Israel, if they continued, you heard me play it, blocking humanitarian vessels to Gaza or to repeat the dreadful actions of May 31st a year ago in 2010. Against the Gaza Freedom Flotillas, well, then you leave us no choice but to strike back. You know, they really do. I hope you all know that Anon or Anonymous is not just about going after these bad motherfuckers in different countries. They are also about, they just brought down a whole kiddie porn net in three different countries, anchored in three different countries. There were over 26,000 people involved in it. Anonymous got everything that was needed and gave it all over to the FBI, which is right now engaged actively in trying to bring them down. So I find that incredible, and I think that they are wonderful. They are definitely, of course, my heroes. Absolutely. And they are going to continue to make an effort to, you know, jab away at Israel while Israel conducts itself as it is. And remember, it's not the Israeli people. This is about the Knesset and a bunch of old men who won't give up power. We got a lot of that going on right now. There's also another thing that I would like to bring to your attention right now. They are getting close to extraditing Julian Assange from England. Whatever you can do to call the embassies in England, in London, and speak to the Brits over there or email them vis-a-vis to the Swiss, and you can do it in this country. You can call directly into Washington and to talk to the embassies of the Swiss and the embassies of the English or the British and ask them to stop this ridiculousness, because what it is it's our country trying to put Mr. Assange into territory where he will be arrested and funneled out of Switzerland and into probably Guantanamo or something. Basically, yeah, I do think that's what's going on. So do whatever you can to call, please. Keep that in mind. And you're going to think I'm a little nuts here, but there's a story I found today about a couple of penguins, a couple of buddies who are more than buddies, and they're both guys. One's name is Buddy and the other's name is Pedro, and they live in the Toronto Zoo, and, you know, they're a couple, okay? They're a gay penguin couple, and it's causing some commotion between or among zoologists and the LGBT community. So the thing here is you might want to email the Toronto Zoo because they want to split these two guys up. It just really, and I think this is the second time this has actually come into the public purview, if you will, or preview. Basically, well, thank you, Oscar. I don't think I'm nuts about it either. I think it's just right and fair that if Pedro and Buddy have found one another, they should have one another, because I can respect that, because I've been a loner most of my life, and if somebody finds someone, I think it's pretty cool. So I'm going to say let's get together and do some emailing to the Toronto Zoo and let them know that, or if you have one of those great phones that lets you call out of the country, call them up and say, hey, look, you can't do that to these guys. They're a couple. They're a family. You can't take them apart, you know. Someday animals might have the rights that they should have in our world, but until they do, pray the gay away. There's always, I do have to make a remark, Brian, suggesting that why don't we just call Michelle Bachman and have her pray the gay away. Well, you know, yeah. I wonder how her husband does that. You know, obviously he's finding some kind of success with it. I'll tell you what I think, though. I've got a little intermission here for you. I think it's really great. It's not exactly P.E. Nolan's B-52s, but I found this one on a video. I hope you'll like it. It's called End of Days.
The only people who don't want to disclose the truth are people with something to hide.
We interrupt our program to bring you this important message. I love you. Now, back to our show.
The greatest form of control is where you think you're free, when you're being fundamentally manipulated and dictated. One form of dictatorship is being in a prison cell and you can see the bars and touch it. The other one is sitting in a prison cell but you can't see the bar, you think you're free.
What the human race is suffering from is mass hypnosis. We are being hypnotized by people like this. Newsreaders, politicians, teachers, lecturers.
We are in a country and in a world that is being run by unbelievably sick people. The chasm between what we're told is going on and what is really going on is absolutely enormous.
It's like we all know what's going down, but no one's saying shit what happened to the home of the brave. These motherfuckers, they controlling us now, and no one's talking about how they made us part of their claims. And everybody's just walking around, out in the crowd, I wanna wake up to a dead in the grave. But then it's too late, we need to be ready to raise up. Welcome to the end of day.
Everybody is slaves, only some are aware that the government releasing poison in the air. That's the reason I collect so many guns in my lair. I ain't never caught slipping, never underprepared. Yeah, they shade shine on me, they just break it proudly. George Bush the grandson of Aleister Crowley. They want you to believe a lot of the enemy Saudi. The enemy ain't Saudi, the enemy around me. It's fluoride in the water, but nobody know that. It's also a prominent ingredient in Prozac.
For real?
How could any government bestow that? Apply people who believe in political throwback. That's not all that I'm here to present you. I know about the Black Pope and Solomon's Temple.
Yeah.
About the Vatican assassins and how they will get you. And how they cloned Barack Hussein Obama in a test tube.
It's like we all know what's going down, but no one's saying shit what happened to the home of the brave. These motherfuckers, they controlling us now, and no one's talking about how they made us part of their claims. And everybody's just walking around, head in the cloud, want to wake up to a dead in the grave. But then it's too late, we need to be ready to raise up. Welcome to the game.
Whoever built the pyramids had knowledge of electrical power. And you know that that's the information that they suppress and devour. Who you think the motherfuckers that crashed in the tower? Who you think that made it turn into ash in an hour? The same ones that invaded Jerome. The ones that never told you about the skeletons on the moon. Yeah, the ones that poison all the food you consume. The ones that never told you about the Mount Vesuvius tombs. The bird flu is a lie. The swine flu is a lie. Why would that even come as a surprise? Yeah, the polio vaccine made you die. It caused cancer and it cost a lot of people their lives. Did y'all know about Bohemian Grove? How the world leader sacrificed his children in robes? Lucifer is God in the public school system. I suggest you open up your ears and you listen.
It's like we all know what's going down, but no one's saying shit what happened to the home of the brave. Motherfuckers, they controlling us now, and no one's talking about how they made us part of their claims. And everybody's just walking around, head in the crowd, they wanna wake up to a dead in the grave. But then it's too late, we need to be ready to raise up. Welcome to the end of day.
The greatest hypnotist on planet Earth is a oblong box in the corner of the room. It is constantly telling us what to believe is real.
You can persuade them that what they see with their eyes is what there is to see. No. Because they'll laugh in the face of an explanation that portrays the bigger picture of what's happening. And they have.
That was called The End of Days. And found it on a video, so it's really wonderful. P.E. is telling me they used to read a book about Roy and Silo, male penguin, couple in Central Park Zoo. Yeah, well, we're given a abandoned egg to hatch and raise, and Tango makes three. I remember that. That's what I remember. Well, please, people, remember Buddy and Pedro, because they need your good energy and they need your help. So take a moment, make the effort, man. They're a family too. At least that's the way I see it. Okay? Hey, I did 40 minutes today, and I scheduled my little stuff and played my little clips, and it's the Body, Mind, Spirit Day. I tried to give you some essential information about the astrological influences of the moment, which are, okay, I'm going to say this as I would say it to my buddies and friends and all the people I hang with. Some fucking heavy shit is going on, people. Very heavy, heavy, heavy. So anyways, was that dramatic enough? It was probably a little unpolished, but the drama is certainly there. There's another piece of drama here, and it's another case of me saying, hey, if you've got goodness to spare and to send out, please do. A United States drone killed a 16-year-old Pakistani boy after he had attended an anti-drone organizing committee meeting just a few days before. This is from Democracy Now, and you can find the information. I found it just as I was going on, but apparently a group of Pakistanis met in Islamabad last month to discuss the impact of the U.S. drone strikes in their communities. And I can tell you from being friends with Pakistanis who are in our Pakistani and Americans room on Facebook, people are dying, innocent, lots of innocent people are dying. And folks in Afghanistan and Pakistan certainly don't like our administration or our government or our military right now. They understand people are people, but they sure as hell don't like our politicians, especially the head man, I guess. I don't guess, I know. But one of the attendees was a 16-year-old boy named Tariq Aziz, who, boy, that was a famous name not too long ago, too, who had volunteered to learn photography to begin documenting these drone strikes near his home. Now, mind you, people have these drone strikes going on all around their homes, all hours of the day and night. I have been in conversation on Facebook with my friend Sabina Siddiqui, and something will hit near her, and she's in Kashmir, you know, the capital city. So this is not something that is so far away, and of course, David Williams Krell has posted several pieces on drones and the damage they do and the nastiness of them, and it's just terrible. But within 72 hours of that meeting, Aziz was killed by a U.S. drone strike. His 12-year-old cousin was also killed. You know, this is going too far, people. We got a peaceful movement going on. Now, y'all know I can get nasty mean. I'm not going to. 12,000 people. Come on. Hear me. Hear me, please. 12,000 people were calculated. They showed up, and they ringed the White House yesterday to please, if you will, Mr. President, do not sign and okay the XL pipeline project. They were backed by a lot of people. I saw a really elegant, well, I always think he's elegant, you know, pretty cha-cha to see Robert Redford even these days. He did a nice little tape or video of it. 12,000 people were in it. Mr. Obama enjoyed, I think, 8 or 9 or 12 holes of golf in Virginia yesterday. I'm not surprised by politicians anymore because I think they're the wrong kind. I think that's our job right now as occupiers and as good people with good hearts and good minds. We need to change the politicians. This has been Here Be Monsters, and I want to thank everybody who listened in today. We are a ongoing boycott of the mainstream media, which lies. All it does is lie at you. Well, there's a few facts shoved in there to make it look like a wonderful card house, but it's a lying entity. And we're on every dang day that the good old world is still in occupation, and we're the occupiers. We are the 99%. I know everyone who's listening is part of the 99%. I appreciate your support, and I love seeing you around. And I do want to say that Brian said the part that pisses him off is that we keep saying how accurate and controllable these frigging drones are, but shit like this happens. Well, it's warfare, and I think it's murder myself, but I'm beginning to understand that all war is murder. And I'm not becoming a nun. I'm just becoming a better witch. I'm one of the good witches we spoke of at the beginning. Anyway, and I invite all good witches to return and listen in again tomorrow when Dusty Taylor from leftwingnutjob.net will be here to give you the 411 on all kinds of stuff. Please send some good heart and good feeling out to, or if you do this, prayers to this the family of this Pakistani boy and Pakistan. We really need it. I am going to play off with I'm going to play something. It's a clip I found, I recorded. And I don't necessarily agree with all the views, but I want you, if you have the moment, to sit and listen, because this is a pretty good tape about what could trigger World War III, simply because so much is going on right now, I just think, and it talks about chess, and I was chess club, so I think it has some points to give us. Anyways, I thank you for listening in. This is Gwendolyn H. Berry on the Atlantic side of Florida, and this has been Here Be Monsters. We're going off with the coming of World War III by this fellow's financial economic views of it.
Yes. The outcome of the game is usually determined in the early stages by the positions that are built up by each player even before the first pawn falls. These moves may seem innocuous to the untrained eye, but an experienced player can read the threats which grow and develop in each stage and can see the traps which are being laid. Right now, the nations of the world are organizing and positioning themselves financially, diplomatically, and militarily for a struggle which will alter the global power structure irrevocably. It would be impossible to understand the economic collapse which is slowly unfolding and the great war which will almost certainly follow without taking into account the stakes of this global chess game. The true root of power in the modern world lies in the creation and control of money. In the United States, as in most countries, power to coin money has fallen into the hands of a handful of powerful banking cartels. Given enough time, financial power always translates into political power. This concept can be summed up in the infamous words of Mayor Rothschild, who said, "Give me control of a nation's money supply, and I care not who makes its laws." The current dollar-dominated monetary structure is nearing the end of its lifespan, and the powers that be have known this for some time now. When the dollar falls, a replacement world reserve currency will be presented. Already there is open talk of using IMF special drawing rights for this purpose. However, there are several key countries, particularly China and Russia, who will not accept Western control of any such replacement. This will be the true cause of World War III. There will be other justifications given, or even apparent attacks on our own soil. There will be the usual talk of fighting terrorism, spreading freedom, and liberating the people of this country or that. But don't be fooled. What's really at stake is the control over the world's monetary system and the global political power which will grow out of it. This is not a subject that I enjoy thinking about, because as a father, I feel the implications of what I'm presenting here deep in my gut. I can understand why many might not want to look at what I'm about to say, and why they might resort to calling me a fearmonger. But consider this. If someone sees a hurricane approaching and does not tell you about it, are they really helping you? I want you to look at this, because how you react to these events will shape the future for generations to come. What's at stake is more than your life, more than your children's life. What's at stake is, in fact, an entire era of human history. The primary psychological tool used to hurt the masses in the modern age is the Hegelian dialectic, or in layman's terms, problem, reaction, solution. The problem is created or allowed to develop intentionally, the population reacts, demanding a solution, And then those who created the problem present a solution to the problem. Quite often a solution that gives more power to the very groups that caused the problem in the first place. It's important to understand that World War III is not going to be an accident. It will not be an unfortunate chain of events that the United States struggles to avoid. It is, in fact, a goal, a specific objective that must be reached to force a cultural shift that the population would otherwise never accept. It's only from this context that the events unfolding in the world right now make any sense at all. China and Russia see this coming. Korea and Iran see this coming. This is why these countries are currently in the process of completely revamping their military and moving their international trade off of the dollar. This is also why the American people were tricked, under the pretense of 9/11, into invading Iraq and Afghanistan. This is why Obama, or more accurately those who control Obama, have not and will not end our presence in the Middle East. They'll delay, they'll move troops from one country to the next, but they will not withdraw. Because in times of war, resources are taken by the barrel of the gun, and it is the control of key resources, such as oil, which ultimately determine the outcome of most wars. Whoever is able to maintain control of the primary oil fields of the world will have the most political leverage and the best capacity to wage conventional warfare. However, if World War III does break out, the chances that it will be restrained to conventional warfare are slim to none. Unless we radically change course right now, a nuclear war is baked in the cake. This is why when I talk about the great collapse that's coming, I show buildings in ruins and describe the total end of our way of life. You don't need to be a psychic to see this coming, any more than you need a crystal ball to see a train rushing headlong towards the edge of a cliff and know that a tragedy is about to unfold. I don't hold out much hope that this great war can be stopped. Stopping it would require a total popular uprising, a revolution like we recently saw in Egypt. And in my opinion, the American people are far too distracted and far too sedated for that to happen. My only hope is to alter the reaction. Please, don't look for boogeymen in foreign lands when the dust from the mushroom clouds clear. Don't send your children to kill and be killed for the lies that the media will feed you. Don't hand over what tattered threads of freedom you still possess in the name of security. Don't look to those who have brought you to the brink of the abyss in the futile hope that they will protect you. Because if you do, they will rebuild society in their own image. In the face of the dark times that are coming, we will have a tiny window of opportunity, a razor's edge path that leads to something different. We have a chance to look at the mistakes of history and choose not to repeat them. But what you need to understand is that a positive outcome is not guaranteed. And how those events unfold will depend on what we do right now.
This is something that was made by a fellow by the, goes under the non-diploma of Storm Clouds Gathering on YouTube. It was published on February 15th of this year, long before, a few months before.
Occupy, basically. But it's an interesting idea about how the chess game on the overview is being played by the 1%. And I wanted to get it in on one of these shows so people might bring it up and discuss it. I don't agree with the premise. I don't know if you're hearing me, Michael. I'm not really aligned with it. But I do know this. It's an interesting phenomenon that a lot is actually right before our eyes right now. Anyways, at the very end of it, this has been Here Be Monsters. I thank you all for listening. We will be back tomorrow, as I said, with Dusty Taylor. And that is our show for today. Everyone be safe and keep it very peaceful, very peaceful. Go Occupy.